It was around this time last year that the trade war between the U.S. and China began heating up.
The trade war hurts them, doesn't hurt us.
Trade wars are good and easy to win, the president tweeted in March 2018.
You know, when we're behind on every single country, trade wars aren't so bad.
That was the president at a press conference on March 6, 2018, 2 days before the Trump administration made it official, imposing tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports. The Chinese government immediately responded, instituting its own tariffs that targeted U.S. industries located in Republican-leaning districts like soybeans, coal, and dairy. Negotiations have started and stalled over the course of the past year, but now the administration is optimistic that a deal might be reached. Here was the president earlier this month after negotiations with a high-level Chinese delegation.
And we'll see if it happens. It's got a very, very good chance of happening. I think that it will be great for both countries.
Joining us now is Anna Swanson, a reporter covering trade and international economics for the New York Times.
Well, it seems that we may be in the final weeks of negotiations here. However, we have been seeing a series of deadlines that then get pushed out into the future. So with negotiations, nothing is ever really over until everything is over. So those deadlines could still be extended. But it appears that the U.S. and China have reached agreement on a number of issues, ranging from China's treatment of American businesses in its economy to imports of products like agricultural goods and energy. There are still some sticking points, notably, you know, how many of the tariffs that Mr. Trump has imposed on China are going to come off and, you know, how exactly this deal is going to be enforced in the future. And those sticking points could prolong negotiations. But in general, the two countries do seem to be making up ground on their talks.
Let's talk a little bit about who's been impacted here. We mentioned the Chinese tariffs on things like soybeans. How have U.S. farmers dealt with this so far?
So the Trump administration has imposed a series of tariffs on Chinese imports, and China retaliated by taxing American exports and very heavily taxing agricultural goods because they know that this is a political constituency that's very important for the president and is also a huge export from the United States to China. And we are really seeing farmers be stuck in a very tough position right now. They are already experiencing very low prices and some issues with planting due to weather earlier this year. And the loss of the China market for, you know, many soybean growers and pig and poultry farmers has been a really big deal. We've seen prices way down. Storage capacity filling up here in the United States as farmers are trying to save their crops until they can get a better price. So it has been very difficult. I've been very surprised in my conversations with farmers that they are still quite politically loyal to the president. Most people I've been talking to expressing the sentiment that, you know, he's hurting me right now, but I think that he can pull this off and I think that he is going to help me in the future. So they'll really be watching here to see whether the president can pull off a transformative deal with China that will help their prospects.
Are the farmers right, Anna?
That is the million-dollar question. I do think, you know, that a deal with China, should it come, could deliver some market opening to U.S. farmers. Also, the United States and China have talked about major purchases of soybeans and some other agricultural products that should help a little bit, help farmers to recover those losses. However, you know, in the meantime, you have seen some Chinese buyers and buyers in other countries, for that matter, switch away from American exports in the interim and start buying from other places. And, you know, farmers have emphasized that once you lose those markets overseas, sometimes, you know, if even a temporary disruption can lead to a very long-term losses. Those markets can't necessarily just be recovered overnight. Sometimes it takes many, many years to develop overseas markets. markets. And so even just a temporary disruption could lead to longer term losses.
You wrote a piece this week about how the president, President Trump, is moving the goalposts in order to gain leverage with China and other negotiating partners. How effective has that strategy been?
Right. So this is a feature that we have seen in the president's negotiations with many countries, China, also Canada and Mexico, the European Union to some extent, that, you know, he will agree to deals, but then go back and try to get further concessions from these countries. And, you know, it's been most obvious, I think, with Canada and Mexico, where in the negotiations over the revised North American Free Trade Agreement, the United States had promised to lift these tariffs on steel and aluminum. But once the agreement was signed, did not actually do so. Now, you know, the United States continues to hold out, perhaps for the prospect of further concessions. With China, you know, it's mainly come up around the issue of, you know, when this agreement would be reached, whether or not there would be a summit between President Trump and President Xi Jinping of China. And the Chinese have seen the president's tendency to kind of move the goalposts in these other negotiations and recently insisted that this deal needs to be finalized before the two presidents meet. They definitely do not want to put their president in a position where he would be coming to the United States and President Trump would decide that this is not a good enough deal and the president of China would have to return home empty-handed.
Anna Swanson is a reporter covering trade and international economics for the New York Times. Anna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.